Why is the bread yellow?
It's turmeric bread.
Turmeric.
It was good, dude.
Yeah, I liked it.
That's not bad.
I had a tuna sandwich there. It was very good.
That place had a little sinister edge to it.
You said this also, but I didn't find it sinister.
I feel like there's a white Yakubian devil.
You don't think we went to
that's making all the money.
What
off
Adam
that
is
place.
Referring to is we went to a restaurant/coffee shop. That was staffed by all African Americans.
Yeah, it's a black. It's a black owned business.
Is it black owned?
Once again, Adam has the wrong read on the situation.
All right, that's why I'm asking.
Adam finds it so crazy that maybe
that black people would have an avocado on something.
Now we're all talking.
Adam's
over
like,
each
these
other.
aren't the blacks I know.
That's where's, not what I was saying.
Where's the hippity hop black folks that are supposed to make me feel like
that
a cool Jew?
That is not what I am saying. All I was saying is there's another coffee shop by my house that is owned by a white family that does.
And you keep track of all the race, what race
owns
what. No, because
I know the owner of the coffee shop asked me to stop coming because I did a mean tweet about them.
Oh, yes. I remember this place.
But they do promote themselves as like
neighborhood owned.
Neighborhood owned. But like the people that own it are just from Connecticut. And I was wondering if this place we went to for lunch today was this.
Well, I didn't wonder that. I thought this place
was
great.
I thought that was it was an old black guy that owned the place.
The one by me? I'm not saying their name. No.
Is it a certain house?
A house?
Or a certain ground?
Yeah, like a cot like ground like
a couple of Griffin
grinding.
Fellas. House of
grinding coffee.
Slither.
Listen, I'm back in good graces with Slither this coffee shop and I'm not going to lose it. After I was given an 8-month suspension.
Because there's that girl that works there that's really bad at her job, and I thought she was the daughter of the owner.
She is the friend of the owner. I met the owner when she told me that I shouldn't have made a mean tweet about them.
Well, there's that girl that works there that is atrocious at her job.
Yeah, she's not very good at her
job.
She's
fucking terrible at her job.
Yeah,
I've never been there, but...
No, she'll be like, you know, what do you want? You're like, which is fine. You can be rude. I don't give a shit.
As long as the coffee.
Yeah, right.
Out.
I'm like a medium coffee. And then she hands me a small and she's like, you said small. I'm like, I know what I fucking said because I know what I want.
Of course.
You, who do you think's wrong here?
Well,
the person that processes orders all day long?
Right.
Or me?
The guy who's
has
been
to,
thinking about this
who
coffee.
Has to say one thing.
They only have regular and large.
Yeah.
So the regular.
Well, this was just an example.
Small.
It was something else.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a fucking. I wanted a latte with regular milk, and they gave me like soy milk or something. It wasn't.
Yeah.
A medium small issue.
Excuse me.
I think it's cool that you get mad at black owned businesses in the neighborhood.
I do not get mad at black owned businesses. Yeah. I just didn't know if it was one of those places that was.
There was only one other black owned business in the neighborhood, and you found a way to get banned from it immediately.
No,
you
that was a white owned business.
You dragged it on social media.
I never used their name. I did not use their name.
You're talking about the refugees.
You said
this
place is trash. The owners
I didn't say that. That wasn't the joke.
They're black trash.
That is not what I said, Nick.
I don't want this black trash.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Chris Rock bit about the different styles of black people.
But I did a version of that.
Let's just say.
Welcome these to people Adam Friedland's blacktrashreport.com, where I list black-owned businesses and I... decry their trash behavior.
I just didn't know if it was a white-owned business that was presenting itself as an African-American-owned business, much like the coffee shop that I was banned from.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But apparently this place where we had lunch today, we can say their name.
I identify as a Lafrican-American. I'm a comedian. I have a comedy podcast that I host. Maybe you've heard of my girlfriend, Dasha.
Oh, Nick, why are you being mean to me?
I'm not being mean.
Yes, you are. You're
I'm saying
me
the
a
things
racist.
That you say. Yeah.
I did not say that. You're twisting my words.
I'm just repeating the things that you've said.
You said twisting as if you had said any version of that, by the way.
I used similar words, but then Nick did a little word salad.
And that's counting
Are you leaving racist Yelp reviews for businesses?
No.
Oh, I guess someone's doing that as you.
Oh, God.
Looks like racist reviews on black-owned businesses.
Someone's doing that and saying the name Adam Friedland. Are they using his picture?
It's a picture of you, and it's got your name next to it, man. So
that's you got to take that down, Adam.
Adam, you shouldn't be doing that stuff.
I hate my life.
I got 5 inches.
Well, I got in trouble for that tweet that I did about one of the coffee shops in my neighborhood.
Yeah, Playground.
Don't say it.
Oh.
Beep that. They got really mad at me.
They got mad.
And I do go there every day.
Fuck them. They're allowed to be. You're allowed to criticize them.
I wasn't. Well, I said that their cold brew was $6, which it is not.
Oh.
It's, I think, just under $5.
Just under $5.
But I do tip.
But
so
when you,
it does work out to $6.
You add the tip, you factor in the time it takes you to get to the coffee shop.
Oh, that's at least $6.
Time you could be making money, you know? This is time, excuse me, but I make fuzzy dice. I'm at home knitting fuzzy dice, and I need my precious $6 cold brew. Sir, it's $4.92. Yes, but the time.
I remember they told me, they were like, you said that our cold brew is $6, and we didn't, it isn't $6, and I just, like, for some reason, I tried to, like, reason with them. I'm like, yeah, I'm a comedian. I like, make jokes on the internet where I, you know, exaggerate things. And, and they were like, this is a family-owned business. Like, what are you doing?
Do they think is going to happen? That family's going to get divorced?
What does
that mean? Oh, it's, I'm here with Child Protective Services. We heard that your cold brew is $6.
And you have a refugees are welcome here.
Yeah,
poster.
We're going to have to take your son to foster care to be molested. Because comedian Adam Friedland tattled on you.
I tattled on Twitter.
For charging an unreasonable $6 for this cold brew.
The joke was that the refugees couldn't even use the bathroom there.
Yeah, which is probably true.
But they had the sign up anyway.
Yeah, so they had to cling to the $6 fucking ice.
So they're like, it's not $6. Mm-hmm. I was like, well...
Which is kind of an admission that they wouldn't let the refugees... The fact that they didn't even try to fight you on that.
Yeah,
they're like, of course they can't use the fucking bathroom. Where's a refugee going to get $4.92 for a fucking... to use the bathroom here? At their job that they stole from... You know, me from another family.
Exactly.